The Rob Khan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Don't hate him because he's pretty. Ryan Cheverini is in the studio with us.
Is hey, that Ryan. The new slogan?
Yeah. That's it.
I kind of like that. It's like a Muhammad Ali kind of ring to it.
Yeah, exactly.
That was an advertisement. Well, don't hate her because she's beautiful.
Yeah, right. That was the shampoo commercial with a woman. I think it was like Kelly LeBrock. She had like the hair that came out. Remember? Kelly LeBrock. Remember from Weird Science? I love that movie.
Yeah, of course.
Classic.
And now Ryan is here to announce a number of things. First of all, Violetta was just about to chime in there. Didn't you think he's pretty? He's very pretty.
yes, I do.
What do you mean?
Oh, here we go.
Should
we
be
got
any hesitation?
Yes, of course.
That was like you were being paid to say it. You gave me the mercy. Yeah, he's all right. Yeah, all right.
She's serious.
It's not what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside
that
matters.
That's absolutely true.
That is really true. Hmm. Yes, that's right. What's on the inside. All right.
Yeah, we didn't come here to talk about this. What are we doing here?
No, I don't know. All right. First of all, before we get to Derrick Rose, we should mention that Windy City Live is moving the stalwart ABC7 show, which had been at 9 o'clock in the morning originally, replacing Oprah. Very successful there. Continued its success when it moved to 11 o'clock, hosted by Ryan Cheverini and Val Warner and Ji Suk Yi.
And you're on the show at least three
Rokan.
Times a week. That's right.
Right. It's featuring Rokan, right, in the role of the Beaver. And I we're moving to 1 o'clock starting Monday.
Yeah, exciting news actually. You know, the Fab Life was on at 1 with Tyra Banks. A lot of people go, what's the Fab Life? Well, exactly. So that's going away. And then we're going to move into that time slot. We're going to be daytime, which is going to be weird just because we've been saying good morning for 5 years. So I said people are going to have to be patient with us.
Mm-hmm. While you continue to say good morning.
Yeah, but we will be live. We will be live still at 1 o'clock. And the rerun at midnight is actually going to go away for just a little bit. But we will be back on at midnight after the Fab Life gets done rerunning.
Does anything else change about the show because it's an afternoon show or it shifts to a slightly different time period into someone's day? You going to do anything differently?
You know, a little bit. We've been exploring kind of what people want to see at 1 o'clock and maybe start talking a little bit more about lunches, start talking about maybe more about dinners, things like that. But, you know, the Chew comes on right before us, so they do a lot of food. We really want to keep it fun. We're going to have, you know, some bands. We've got some great guests coming up. Plus, we got some tickets to Hamilton that we got to give away because you see those lines?
Yes.
I got dizzy
today
on the show. They were running a video.
I was watching you guys. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You fast-forwarded the video as you went down the line, and it didn't seem to end.
It never ended.
Yeah, it looked like Space Mountain line at Disneyland, and you don't have the fast pass. But yeah, Hamilton, the hottest show on Broadway. We're going to be giving away 4 pairs of tickets starting next week. Also, we have Gold Coast All-Stars kicking us off on Monday. You know who they are? Awesome, awesome band in Chicago. Mm-hmm. They do it all. I mean, they first of all, there's like 20 people in the band. They have every instrument covered imaginable, and they do.
These guys were at Green Tie Ball, right?
Yes, they were.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes,
I was gonna say the Blue Tie Ball, but I don't know what that is. Something ball, blue. I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Green.
It can't be good.
Yeah.
So Hurts. we got some really good guests coming up, and you know, we're encouraging people to come out, and tickets are free still. Mm-hmm. WindyCityLive.com/tickets. Tickets, come down and see us. Like, Ro had a great idea. Take a long lunch and then come down and then go back to work if you want to. If not, just take a Ferris Bueller's day off.
It's such a fun show to watch. You guys do such a good job.
Whoa, hold on.
I feel happy when I'm watching it. I learned something about my city, and you guys have great chemistry. So congrats and continued success to the show.
Thank you. And Anna, you've filled in for Val before
as
co-host. So yeah, you got to come back and see us again. We're on Facebook Live right now. All the Windy City Live viewers are watching us on Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to ask what you were doing with your arm up. Like.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. This is the new thing, Facebook Live.
This is the new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the old thing. AM radio.
That's
and
right.
And we prefer that people listen
old
to this. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to just say, when you see live, it's the second nicest group of people I've ever worked with in this business.
Second.
And it was until I got here.
Your team right here.
Yes, I got here.
I thought it was the old fast food job you had.
Yeah. No. Those guys were great, too. At Sub Pub. Oh, my God. Were they good?
That was good.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about this for just a moment. Derrick Rose. Moved by the Chicago Bulls today to the New York Knicks. And they basically, what this was a salary swap. We gave up a $21 million contract. they gave up $23 million in contracts of busts that they were done with, right?
Yeah, this is pretty much spare parts for spare parts. I mean, obviously, we wanted to see D. Rose continue to be a star here, but he hasn't been a star in a long time, right? I'm not surprised by this. Is anybody surprised by it?
No,
I'm surprised that the Knicks were interested, but it kind of... They didn't have to give up really anything. I mean, the Bulls still got to give another draft pick. It's really just a way for maybe Derrick Rose, it'll be a new start for him. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he played 66 games last year, which is the most he's played in 5 years. You know there was some tension between Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose, as much as they wanted to downplay that. This is Jimmy's team now. It is. And it's hard because we wanted the hometown kid to kind of be the Kobe of the Bulls.
Boy, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
we were pulling for him. And it was always like, if he's healthy, but we were always cringing. If. We wanted him to be wrapped in bubble wrap when he played.
Right.
It just got to the point where I think this is the best thing for all parties involved.
And then right. He also, I was rooting for him so much, like you said, the hometown boy story and the tremendous talent and the expectation level. The injuries aside, it seemed like he also made some missteps with how he handled things and what his camp said, what he said. You know, there was that talk about how down the road I'm sitting out because
yes.
I want to walk my kid to school or go to graduation and go to meetings later in life.
Yeah, that's one of the worst things you can say when you're making over $100 million. Guys want you to say, hey, I'm going to run through a brick wall to play for this team.
Right.
Even if you don't necessarily mean that, they want to hear that and to say, I'm going to sit out some games because when I get older, I want to be able to pick up my grandkids. Not smart. The other thing was, he didn't really... one of the nicest athletes I covered when I did sports. Mm-hmm. Really a gentlemanly
that's
guy. He really is, despite whatever the rumors were off the court with the relationship thing. That's his business. He always treated everybody well. I'll give him that. But he never endeared himself really to the media. 5 years of Windy City Live, we could never get him on.
Well, and his brother was running all that operation. Mm-hmm. And I think his brother is a guy that is going to get eaten by the New York media.
I think Reggie so, too,
Rose.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, the New York media is so much tougher than the Chicago media.
Yeah, they're going to eat Derrick Rose. And then when his brother tries to step up to defend him or to try to strong arm, which in Chicago... You know, it was because he was the brother. This is a family from Englewood. We had this sense that, you know, he's our own. So let's just, you know, let's not put too much pressure on him. But that's not the way it's going to be in New York. When he steps up onto that stage, man, it's going to be rough. And he would be wise to say to his brother, listen, I love you. It's been a great run while we were here, but we now need someone else professional running this operation, sort of in the same way that Donald Trump had to do it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I said the other day, I won't be surprised, and this is way before the trade happened, I won't be surprised if D. Rose is out of the league in 3 years because
really?
His body just won't hold up.
But don't the Knicks know that going into this and the expectation of that is there?
They
so
do, but
why?
You know what? He still will fill the seats. And when he does play, he doesn't have to be the superstar anymore because they have Carmelo Anthony.
And he's playing for a new contract, which players always seem to elevate their game when they're in that final season of a deal.
There's no doubt about that. But it is a lot of attention. They needed to unload some spare parts, so they let it go. I mean, it's just kind of... Swapping for swapping.
It was the island of misfit toys is what, how they should define.
Yeah. Toy Story 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Does anyone
right.
want to be a dentist? Right?
Yeah.
ball?
All right, now hold on 1 second. We'll come back with Ryan Cheverini. He's just too pretty to be on television.
Radio.
He now has to be on radio because people are just, it hurts their eyes.
We can't just listen to him. We have to see him.
Yeah. Oh, you're too much.
On the live stream.
So too much.
We showed a picture of him shirtless today. That's how pretty he is.
Yeah, against some athletes, right? You showed some
really hot athletes. How unfair is that?
And Ryan. Ryan.
They show the body issue, which if you've seen that on ESPN every year, it's incredible.
Yeah. Insane how ripped everybody is.
D. Wade's going to be on the cover, and Jake Arrieta's pitching naked with video of that. And then they go to me.
Man, I'm sorry. You know what?
You held up. You were right in your. That worked fine. That works just fine.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
I don't know.
It does.
Okay. I want every man right now to take all their clothes off, stand up, and pitch a ball as hard as you can. Simulate that move and see what happens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movement. There's moving parts down there, Anna. I know you're not aware of this, but there are. And they move in funny ways.
I'm sort of aware of this,
Wait, Anna said she's aware of this. What?
Well,
where have you seen this?
Personally, but I've seen,
stuff.
Just get in the muscle memory.
Movies.
Movies.
Right, the Naked Olympics.
sound that like keeps happening, you know, around there. It's bad. So I will, you know. Anyway, we'll talk
about. I just said if Arrieta ever did that in a real game, he would throw a perfect game. He would throw a perfect game.
That's true. That is true.
Nobody would be able to concentrate and hit the ball.
Yeah, no wood on the ball. All right. Is that what you're saying? All right, stand by. Hold on. It's WGN, Ryan. Please. Yeah. What are you doing to me? All right. Stay right here. We'll come right back. Ryan Cheverini is here. I want to know if you want. Do you think they should keep Jimmy Butler, too? We should talk about that on the other side.
Let's talk about it.
Right. Ryan's also doing this on Facebook Live. How many people you got on Facebook Live?
Let's see. It's hard to know what the views are, but about 40,000 people watch this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's excellent. 40,000. 40,000. That's pretty good. There's about 340,000 listening to this right now, but that's fine.
We're adding to the numbers,
yes,
bro.
Right. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
It's a simulcast.
That's what we're doing. All right.
I would have done my hair had I known.
Yeah. All right. So at this very given moment. All right. Well, hold on 1 second. Don't anybody move. We'll be right back. Ryan Cheverini. But first, Violetta Pattermanic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Ryan Cheverini's theme song.
This is for Ryan. Oh, good. Yeah. That's perfect.
Oh,
I thought it was for me.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's for Ryan. He's so pretty, it hurts, isn't it? Isn't that true, Violetta? Yeah.
My self-esteem just goes up when I'm here.
Yeah. Ryan Cheverini is in the studio with us. You know him, you love him from Windy City Live. Mm-hmm. Windy City Live on Monday is moving to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now isn't this funny, Anna? We were upstairs talking about having a meeting with our boss on Monday, and he wanted to do it over lunch, and we wanted to put there's spreadsheets and stuff that we have to look at in this meeting.
There's a lot of data to absorb. So yes.
And I said to him, I go, Monday at noon. Let me think. Something about Monday sticks out in my head, but I can't.
Oh,
but
that's right.
Let's book it anyway. And then
and we're
I realized,
like, is it an anniversary? Yeah, is it mom's birthday?
What is the 27th? What is that going to be? I know there must be something. And then I realized,
Oh, holy crap.
Now, when he walks in here, I realize, oh, I can't make the meeting. I'm working Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Right?
So I can't make the lunch. So, Todd, I can't make the lunch.
Yeah, you might want to send that memo. But we're glad you're still going to be able to come on the show, Ro.
Yes.
That's going to be good.
I will be there.
So you're pulling double duty all the time, TV, radio.
Yes. Well, I guess
he juggles at night. It's all kinds of crazy. We don't know what kind of dancing he's doing.
I got bills to pay, Ryan. All right. Now, let's talk about Jimmy Butler for a second. Now that Derrick Rose has been traded to the New York Knicks by the Chicago Bulls, Jimmy Butler remains. Now, we have had some consensus on this program amongst our sports staff that they believe that maybe Jimmy Butler leaves. Maybe he's gone too.
Huge mistake if they trade Jimmy Butler. I know they're talking about maybe rebuilding this whole thing if Pau Gasol leaves. And, you know, Joakim Noah is not happy and he leaves. But Jimmy Butler is 26 years old. He's still got plenty of basketball left. He has now made himself the star of this team, elevated his game. You know, it would be the biggest mistake to not build around him, keep him on the team. Obviously, you know that there was some tension between D. Rose and Jimmy Butler. Where there's smoke, there's fire, as much as they wanted to downplay that. Yeah. Now you ship out Derrick Rose. You know that Jimmy Butler is secretly a little bit probably happy about it. Make Jimmy Butler your star player. He's going to be on all the posters. He's your guy. It would be a huge mistake. Who do you get for him? You start over. You got a great, great guard in Jimmy Butler.
Don't you think the discussions had to be Butler or Rose? Like what they were trying to say, hey, moving forward, which guy do we go with? If a lot of that's true, what you just said?
And they made the right decision. As much as I wanted to see D. Rose be the star and ride off into the sunset and have this great career and win a championship in his hometown, Jimmy became the guy. And he's the guy. He's the now our... You know, Dwayne Wade, he's our Carmelo. He's our D. Rose now.
Did Derrick Rose have an opportunity to weigh in on where he was going?
Yes.
Because, he must have, because New York, I think New York or L.A., which were the two teams that everybody talked about, it was required by Adidas that he be in a market larger than Chicago, wasn't it?
You're absolutely right. And New York was his number one pick. So the Bulls did everything they could to make this trade go. Think about the money he makes. Twice as much money in his endorsements than he does from his salary.
Well, it's always true. It's true of all the players.
Right. But over $100 million deal with Adidas.
Oh, they're happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knee injuries, ankle bad.
Yeah.
I mean, all the things attached to the foot are the things that are the problem with him.
Yeah. Well, and shoe sales were hurting because of that, too.
Because all of a sudden, basketball players are like, well, I mean, guys who want to play, forget about endorsements, guys who want to play, they go, is it as safe a product as Nike?
Right.
You know? And And the thing is that I happen to believe it is. I happen to believe that has nothing to do with it. But still, there was a rumor about that. And you looked at, oh, look at all the Adidas guys. Look at this. Look at that.
Right.
And I'm an Adidas guy. You know, I had an endorsement for a number of years when I was 10.
Yeah. I've been reading some tweets and some comments. One of the tweets said, D. Rose has got to be loving going to New York because there's plenty of things to do when you're inactive.
It's true. Well, they were here, too. But he stayed. Yeah. Now it's going to have the Trump. Oh, that Trump Tower apartment is probably available. We could probably
go there. Yeah. Sure, he might like that.
There's also reports Joakim Noah could be joining him in New York as well.
No.
Wow!
Joakim
went from being an all-star. He went from being an all-star and a great defensive player to not even playing last year. It doesn't make sense. They're just coming off the bench. Well, they got to find a way to play him.
Major shoulder injury as well last year. So his contract's up, and you know, he's from New York, so it wouldn't be a surprise if he joins Derek out there.
Hmm.
I wouldn't like to hear that.
All right. No. And Pau Gasol, though, will he come back?
I hope so, but everything is pointing to him leaving. Pau Gasol is a great player that still has some juice left, I think. I really do. He was a great acquisition when they brought him here. I hope he stays.
He's not going to the Olympics, he says.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to get the Zeke. I mean, who wants to get the Zeke? I don't want to get the Zeke.
Zeke.
Why does anybody want to go down
and
get the
Zeke?
More
and more. Wasn't there the golfer today, Kevin?
Yeah, Rory McIlroy said he's not going to go down there. He doesn't want to get the Zeke either.
Well, or pass the Zeke along to, you know, a wife or girlfriend, too. Yeah. Those are issues.
Yeah, because
a lot of the athletes are facing right now.
You get the Zeke, then you can't have Nookie for 6 months unprotected with your lady friends.
And that's why Bubba Watson said he doesn't care, he'll go. Because his wife, they can't conceive a child. They have two adopted kids, so he's trying to volunteer for Team America. Thank you,
that's
Bubba.
That's the creepiest thing ever.
Yeah,
my wife. Yeah, we're infertile, so I'm going down there. I'm shooting blanks. It don't matter to me.
You got to have them.
Maybe she's shooting blanks. I don't know. Whatever. She can't have babies, so I'm going to go down there. What the hell is that?
Well,
can you imagine?
These are the questions people are being asked.
Imagine the crap that's being thrown at the Watson house today by Mrs. Watson. Come here.
All right. Those aren't even sound effects. That was really taped
for us. That's exactly what it sounds like. All right, hey, Ryan, congratulations on the big move to 1 o'clock on Windy City Live. Starts Monday at 1 o'clock. Once again, I would like to announce to my bosses, I can't make the meeting at noon
that we
on
just
Monday,
scheduled like an hour ago.
Because I forgot that we moved. I forgot. I'm on the damn show and I forgot
wait,
we moved
wait a
to
minute,
1 o'clock.
The 27th. I've got something that day.
There's something happening on the 27th.
I hate when that happens.
Don't you?
I've had buddies do that. They don't remember their own anniversaries or, you know. Getting married. Tell me the day before. Just remind me the day before and I'll be there. But yeah, 1 o'clock starting Monday, Windy City Live, and the 11 o'clock news will be back on ABC 7 too. So we'll be making some appearances in that every day as well, telling you what's coming up on the show.
We'll be watching, Ryan. Congrats
Thanks,
on your success.
Come see us again soon, Anna.
I will. All stop right. by.